until 8:30. This is Breakfast on 882 6PR.
4 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Let's see what's happening in the world of sports with Braden Quartermain.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good.
Busy time for you. Derby 50.
Yeah, big week.
We're counting down.
Great week.
Frio, you're calling maybe a bit of a shock selection maybe this weekend.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of talk about Rory Lobb and Aaron Sandilands. There's obviously the interesting selection issues Fremantle need to consider this week ahead of the Derby. There's a wild card here that nobody's mentioned, and his name is Hayden Ballantyne.
Yep.
So Ballantyne's likely to retire at the end of this season, and the question now is, are the Dockers game to bring him back for a last ever Derby? So Ballantyne's had a couple of hamstring issues this season. He's now played 4 games, though, for Peel, so he's put a good block together.
Yep.
He hasn't starred, but he's been quite solid. I think he's kicked 6 goals in that stretch. He's played up the ground and got a bit of the ball as well. So at 31, nearly 32, I just wonder if this is his stage. So Ross Lyon said recently he does believe Ballantyne's got some good AFL footy left in him. If the Dockers really believe that, why not this week? Why not throw him in and just a little bit of niggle maybe?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure the Dockers have got much to lose there.
He's got that special ability to get under the skin, hasn't he?
That would be great.
So Lobb and Sandilands is the other really interesting conundrum for Fremantle. So Sandilands hasn't played all season. There's a lot of noise and a lot of calls for him to come straight back in.
Yeah.
And the argument is, well, Nick Nat's underdone as well. So if you can sort of match him with Sandilands, who can play some limited time as well, and he's just a big, huge body.
Just to nullify the Nick Nat effect.
But I think,
essentially,
I mean, we've got to consider what's best for Aaron as well in this.
Yeah.
He's going to be retiring as well at the end of this season, you would think. And I think the best way for him just to have a good run at it would be to come back through Peel, especially if they're going to get Rory Lobb back anyway.
Yep.
That's the ideal situation for the Dockers. So if Lobb can come back to help Sean Darcy in the ruck and to give them a target forward, that's definitely something they would be after. And I think that would buy them time to bring Sandilands back through the waffle. So that's the way I would go.
Yep.
Wimbledon's underway.
Yeah, underway, and it was over pretty quickly for the Perth girl, Astra Sharma, who I mentioned yesterday. Unfortunately, she was on court for 65 minutes against the 27th seed from the US, who is an impressive player, Sophia Kennan. So Astra Sharma, the 23-year-old from WA, good experience for her anyway to make her first Wimbledon singles draw.
Yeah.
Also, last night, interestingly, an amazing story. There's a 15-year-old girl from the US called Corey Gorff, who's a young African-American girl. As she says, her hero is Venus Williams, who she's played last night. So we had the youngest player in the draw up against the oldest player in the draw, and the 15-year-old has beaten 39-year-old Venus Williams. So amazingly, Venus Williams won her first 2 Wimbledon singles titles before Gorff was even born.
Is that right?
Now she's been beaten by the 15-year-old. So that's the circle of life.
What a story.
It is
incredible what Venus is still doing at this age.
At 39, I mean, it's just unheard of, isn't it?
And I think this young girl couldn't believe it, and she's actually told her hero at the net, you know, how much she meant to her and what an inspiration she's been. So Ash Barty, the new world number one, she gets underway tonight. So against the world number 43 from China, and the all-Australian clash, Nick Kyrgios against Jordan Thompson.
Mm.
I've got a feeling there's going to be a few Aussies on the couch tonight that might be just going for the underdog. Yeah, a bit of frustration with some of Kyrgios's antics.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little.
plenty of support for Thompson. And just finally, the men's Ashes is still a month away, but the women's Ashes is underway tonight. So all the best to the Aussie women.
All right,
so much
Braden.
Sport. Thanks, mate.